for bait while you want to. I never did spend too much time fishing.
You mentioned that you got your squirrel shot when you wanted some buckshot. What kind of squirrel do you have here?
We got that red squirrel and the gray squirrel, both here. And some of the boys said they saw black in the woods a few years ago, that black squirrel. I never have seen him, but there's a red squirrel about the color of a red fox. That's much bigger than a little gray squirrel. And just a few days ago, there's a gray one here in the yard and these trees out here. I didn't bother him. Mm-hmm. Boys like to go back over there in that woods where there's plenty of squirrel, but they say it's grown up some vines and bushes and briars so bad now you can't hardly get through it. Mm-hmm. Used to be an awful good hunting ground back there. It's all in pasture, it wasn't in the field. A nigger owned it. He kept had a wire fence around the whole place, and what wasn't in the fields in the pasture. The stock was in the woods all the time, and it was just open. Lots of squirrels back there, just all the squirrels you wanted back there. But it's grown up now, and the timber's been cut off, and it's all grown up with vines and bushes, so you can't hardly walk through there.
Do you have a little thing that looks like a squirrel, but he runs on the ground?
Ground squirrel.
Ground squirrel.
And you got what you call a flying squirrel here, and there's a skin growth from his hind leg up to his front leg, and when he spreads out, he's nearly square, you see. He'll run up a tree, and he'll sail out of that toward another, and he'll hit the other near to the ground. He'll just sail down, you see. Mm-hmm. He's not near as big as the gray squirrel. And of course, the gray squirrel ain't more than half as big as a red squirrel.
See.
I never did see a ground squirrel. I'm not that flying squirrel. And he always beds up in dead timber most of the time. You find him in the dead trees in the hole.
Squirrel never go after chickens, do they?
No, they don't bother the chickens.
The varmint is what?
Fox and mink is a bad age to chicken, but squirrels don't bother.
I see. You just call, when you say varmint, then you mean?
All of them in general, you see. Fox. Mm-hmm.
Different kinds of frogs, did you ever eat any of them?
All kinds of frogs. Well, we don't have any here except the old toad and the bullfrog that's in these ponds around. I never did. That's funny, a few years ago, one of the boys found one out here in a little pond I had, and it was a big old frog. And he asked his mother if she'd cook it, if he'd catch it and bring it. She said, yeah, I'll cook it. And so he dressed it, and it was pretty as it could. It's as pretty and white as any meat you could. But he backed down when she had it cooked. He wouldn't eat it. So that's when I was carrying the mail, and I didn't get in home by 1 o'clock, and they'd had dinner and done, sat down to rest, and they left on the table for me. Well, I suspicious something too, and I didn't be so no worries. So. None of those couldn't stand the idea. They tell me they're good, I don't know.
They're expensive in restaurants.
Yeah, they are.
They cost a lot, right? How about turtles?
Yeah, some folks eat turtles. I never did pull with them much. There ain't nothing to them but the leg. They all grew up in the shell. All you can do is pull out a leg and dress it and eat it.
Did you? Are there two kinds?
There's a regular little terrapin that crawls around in the yard about it. Don't go about the water, and then there's a mud turtle that stays in the water, around the water all the time, you see. Sometimes you find them out around the house, but not often. They stay around the water.
You ever bothered with crawfish?
Yeah, there's lots of crawfish around about, and they tell me they're good fish bait too. I never did use them, but they tell me they're crawfish is good.
Is crawfish bad for the land?
Yes, it's a certain type of land that they work with mostly, though I don't know why. I don't know whether they're bad for the land or the land just ain't good for nothing else much. But this land out here on the creek they call white, cold crawfish land. They go down in the ground pretty deep and roll out a ball of mud and they stack them on a chimney around the hole, you see. Come out the ground that way. Mm-hmm. And that kind of land won't make anything. It's just old, cold, white. Limey land, it won't grow anything much.
Is that what you call gumbo?
Yeah, it's a gumbo in the way. Most of the gumbo's in the Delaware. We don't have much gumbo in the hill, you see.
What's the best kind of land? What kind of land is the best? Is sandy land?
The clay foundation is the best, and not too sandy on top. Now, we have some